Blog Talk Radio.
With so much going on in this world, it's imperative that you stay tuned in to current events and your intuition, all while expanding your awareness. Talking with Tina holds space for you to call in for mini intuitive tarot and medium readings, learn about ways to raise your vibration, and stay in touch with the latest. Let's talk. With so much going on in this world, it's imperative that you stay tuned in to current events and your intuition, all while expanding your awareness. Talking with Tina holds space for you to call in for mini intuitive tarot and medium readings, learn about ways to raise your vibration, and stay in touch with the latest. Let's talk.
We're having a technical issue. Hold on 1 second. We're gonna try again. Hold on.
This is Tina with Talking with Tina, working through tech issues. But we're back. We're here. And we're ready to move ahead. Hopefully, my loves, y'all can hear me and we can get started. Thank you for joining. For those of you that are calling in for the first time or listening or maybe even thinking about calling in, our number is 760-888-5700. 760-888-5700. Our show is going to be... Well, you know, it's kind of evolving. I'll tell y'all, it's evolving into self-discovery, spirituality, how to raise your vibration. One of the biggest parts, of course, is tarot readings. You're welcome to call in with your question. It can be about romantic relationship, career, family, direction, just about anything that might be on your mind we can address. We're also going to talk about numerology, and we'll expand on that, what it means, how you can get behind it. If I am saying something that resonates with you, y'all don't hesitate to reach out to me directly, and we can schedule a reading. These calls are usually the tip of the iceberg, so it's awesome to get to speak one-on-one. You can find me at www.ihearotarot.com. find me on social media. That's where it's at these days. Instagram, Facebook. That's I Hear Tarot, IHEARTAROT. And, of course, my number to message or give me a call is 234-97-TAROT. All right, my loves, I do believe we're going to get to the good stuff. We have a call on standby. Melissa, are you there? Oh, my love, it's a bit patchy. I'm not catching too much of that. Are you there? Oh, my love, I can't hear you. You sound distant and underwater. Maybe you can try to call back. I don't think it's connecting. Can you give us a call back? Thank you. All right. While we are waiting patiently for Melissa to call back, I do believe we have Jeanette on standby. My love, are you there?
Sheena, I'm here.
Oh. Oh, my love, I'm glad we got to connect. Thank you so much for calling in. Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from California.
Oh, my love, well, thank you for joining. What's on your mind?
Well, my question is about another place that I have to make a move. And I was really wanting to tap in and see what Spirit has to say in terms of timing, finding the right place. And I would love to hear about that.
Okay. So I caught a little bit of that. Are you talking or asking about moving to a new location?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. And you're wanting to know just in general what Spirit has to say, or is there a more specific question?
A little bit more specific regarding timing. I really would like to know whether I'm going to find some place pretty soon. I have less than 30 days to find a place. And, of course, I want to know if there's a place that's really in alignment for me that maybe and how to maybe connect in with it.
Okay. Let me see. Let's see. Those are some good questions and very specific. So let me see what wants to come through, and then if I need to be more clear, I can ask you a couple more questions. But let's see. And then is it in alignment? That was the other part of your question that stood out.
Well,
so when you – go ahead.
Okay. No, I'm asking I want to know when I will find the place that's in alignment for me, the next place.
Okay. And then in that same question, you're wanting to know if it's going to be within 30 days or less, because that's when you have to move. Okay.
Yeah.
So it is coming through as two-part, my love. I do see that you're going to get a place, that it's going to come together. Are you looking a little more urgently, or are you kind of wanting to see if it's more of what you want right now?
I'm looking more urgently, meaning that I'm making sure that I'm checking every day.
Okay. Yeah, so it does feel like when you put in the work to find the place, you're going to find the place. Now, whether or not it's exactly in alignment with what it is you want to create for yourself, let me see. Well, it feels like now is a good time for you to move. And I know it feels like you're being pushed, but I am getting that it's a good time for you. And it's moving you in the right direction. Hold on. It feels like there's something else that's there. Let me see. Okay. Are you open at all to moving? Or are you unable to move the way you'd like to move?
I'm not sure I understand the question. I'm definitely open to moving, but what do you mean the way I'd like to move?
Well, yeah. So what was coming through was almost like moving away from where you are. And I don't mean like in the neighborhood. I mean away from where you are. It feels like that's just a part of the path that's going to serve your new direction. And so that's why I was asking if you're broadening your search or you're open to something somewhere else that you hadn't considered.
Well, let's put it this way. I started a new job 3 months ago, I want to say, somewhere in that neighborhood of time. And I, unless something better comes along with that relocation, or I win the lottery, or someone whisks me off my feet.
All good options, all good options. Yeah, so I do see that. And what the cards are saying is maybe being open to that. And to your point, and I see it here with this Eight of Swords, that there is something preventing you kind of doing exactly what you want to do. So I do see the freedom that you're desiring. What I will tell you, though, Jeanette, is you are on the right path as far as taking these steps. And I know they feel kind of clunky right now, and they're not feeling in line with each other, but that's okay. It's kind of, it doesn't matter how you get up that, you know, hill. If you get up it, you're going to get up it at the end of the day. So just let that kind of fall to the side. They're using the words like simpatico and balance, and right now there's not a whole lot of that, but it's okay because you're still moving ahead. And so, again, I do see you being able to secure a place that's going to work for right now, and that's going to get you to the next level. And I can't tell if that means you get a month-by-month gig, or if you move in for 3 to 6 months or something like that, or you kind of shake down work and figure out where you really want to be. You are in transition. It's not as smooth, but I do see you moving. So it's good. You're not going to get stuck out as far as home goes. Just be open to the possibility of it might not look exactly the way you want it to, because you're putting so much effort into it, but you will get to that place.
Do you see time frame as far as maybe this next place, this next step?
Well, your it was coming through as within 30 days for your home or for your new place. But you're wanting to say like all past that when you're kind of settled in?
Well, no, I was just saying, okay, so I guess I'm confirming that it will happen within the 30-day time frame that I'm hoping it will. In other words, I'm being bound by a certain time frame. Okay. And is it safe? Is it going to be kind of harmonious, even if I have to live with someone else again? I mean, I would love to get out of the roommate situation unless it's, like I said, my true love. I mean, then I wouldn't mind. But, you know, I'm single, so I like my space. I'm very sensitive, and I pick up on energy very easily. So
okay,
those are my concerns.
Gotcha. So I do, I'll be candid with you, Jeanette. I do see it being a good step for you. Is it harmonious? It's not one way or the other. It's neutral is the way it's coming through, so I don't get a lot of conflict and static. I get it as you're there for a reason, for a purpose, you're clear on it. And it almost feels like, Jeanette, that you land there so you can keep clear and you don't settle in, because it's not where you're supposed to be long term. And I love that you're mentioning a significant other and being slipped off your feet, because the universe is like, okay, cool, but we got to get you out of this situation and keep you focused, and then we can expand on that. So you will feel like you're going to the next level. You'll see that, but you're not going to be comfortable or happy with it, which is okay. It's going to be neutral. Like I said, you're not going to be unhappy. It's not going to be negative or static, but it's definitely going to be enough to keep you moving.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Those were definitely my answers for my questions.
Oh, good. Oh, my love. And listen, I'm at 23497TAROT. Shoot me a text. I'm doing a 20 for 20 promotion, 20 minutes for $20. So take me, I know.
I love that.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Take me up
on
it.
Oh, my gosh. But you talked so fast, I didn't get that. How am I going to get that?
Oh,
is it someplace where I can copy it?
Yes. So go to my website at ihear tarot.com, which is ihear tarot.com.
Okay.
And you can also, if you follow Facebook, you can find me the same way, I Hear Tarot on Facebook, and shoot me a message and we can schedule that.
Perfect. I love it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, my love. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good night.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so this really leads us into one of the topics that has been surfacing for not only for me, but for people that I read for, even in my own readings, which I don't do that often. It can be really difficult to read your own cards. For anyone out there that's tried, don't let it frustrate you. It can be very difficult because we can skew things or not see things if we're reading for ourselves. But Jeanette was asking about, is the next place that she's going to land where she needs to be? Is it going to be harmonious? Is it going to be comfy? And the cards are like, yeah, it's a step. It's not going to be negative, but we're going to keep you moving so you don't settle in. And that's a pretty powerful message, right? And so it's when we want to see and feel the security that's surfacing for us, and that's the main concern, universe is going to keep us moving. So I say this for you out there, if you're like, oh my gosh, I can't catch a break, it's one thing after the other. It's not that universe, God, source, spirit wants to give you a hard time. That's not it. It's you got to keep moving. It's not time to settle in or settle down just yet. Right? And that kind of goes into the question of what's the difference between making a stand, resisting letting go, or maybe even being stubborn, right? And so that's part of what is coming up. And so we're seeing this more and more questions, more and more of what comes to the table. Is this the right time? Is this the right move? Am I being pushed? Should I stand? Should I make a stand? And we're going to talk a little bit about a reading I had earlier today. And again, relationships come up very often because they are so important to who we are, what we are, and how we connect on this earth, right? And so it's a gal, she's in a relationship, and they've been on and off for a few years, like easily, you know, easily over 5, less than 10. And she is struggling with completely cutting ties in this relationship. But that one, whatever it is, whether it's a pebble or a boulder, hasn't moved her yet to finally make that decision to cut and end the relationship. And I know a lot of us struggle with that. When do I know it's time to go? What does the last straw look like? How does it feel? What am I going to know? When is it me being stubborn? When is it me making a stand? And when is it me resisting letting the relationship go and having served what it's supposed to be in my life? So we're going to talk about that because it surfaced, and I'm going to share with you what came through for her, which is a very powerful message. And I love sharing these readings with y'all because, A, you're not alone. Your experience is unique to you, but it is something that a lot of us have shared. And sometimes we just don't even realize that about each other, right? It's one thing to see a good movie and agree it's a good movie. It's another thing to go through heartache, heartbreak, uncertainty, internal conflict, and feel like something or someone else has experienced the same thing as you, right? So it looks like we have someone in our chat room. I do believe, Christy, you're wanting to know what your relationship will bring in the next few months. Let me take a look. So it looks like you're just generally asking what it looks like, Christy, for the next few months. Let me just get a high level for you. So this is intriguing, my love. They're giving me different sides of you, Christy. I'm getting security, independence. I'm getting you being clear of your mind and what you want. And it's intriguing, Christy, because you're asking what's happening in this relationship, which we see too, right? We think about it being two. You are surfacing with how strong and independent and fierce you might be feeling in the relationship or even feeling right now. And I do get a little bit of transformation and transition in this relationship. Of course, my love, I don't know too much more about your relationship. And so you're feeling and hearing and getting mixed messages, right? And so part of this is due to okay, let's take a step back and look at your intuition. When you feel like something isn't right, you act one way. When you feel like something is right, you act another way, right? And so when your intuition, which is what's kicking in right now, and then that kind of tips off your being clear of mind and your independence and your security, all of that is kind of like, okay, this isn't jiving. This isn't going together. It's out of balance. It's out of whack. Now, two things are coming through. One, I know you're not asking me how to handle it, but what's coming through is you can be willing to give to a certain capacity. So you've got to have your limit, have your boundary. And when I say give, I mean give without expecting to receive, just to see what's shaken down and how it comes together. From there, you're going to be able to see and feel and know if what you're getting back is working for you, right? And so if you're like, you know, I want a text every night at 9 o'clock saying that you love me, whatever it is for you. And if you get that once out of 7 days, that might not be working for you. Or if you're choosing to let that work for you, then you kind of have to reset. But it sounds like, Christine, my love, you're pretty clear on what's not working for you. And so it looks like we could expand more on what's going on for your partner in the relationship, and also what might be sticking as far as where that change is going to happen between you two, because it does look like it's going to happen. My love, I encourage you to reach out to me, 234-97-TAROT. Christy Beer is my number, so give me a call, shoot me a text. I'm offering a 20 minutes for $20 promo. Oh, unreal. Y'all, 2020 is where it's at. So please take me up on it. Ah, thanks, Christy. I see your message. Yes. So spot on. Good to hear. Let's expand on that. The beauty of the reading is we can go back and forth and talk in real time and see what comes up. And a lot of the time, the cards veer us off to where we need to go. So Christy, thanks for your confirmation, my love. Please do reach out. Take me up on my 20 minutes for $20. Shoot me a message, give me a call, and we can expand on that. Or you can find me online, www.ihear tarot. So y'all, let's just take a step back and look at numerology for a little bit. For anyone that's listened to the show before, or even just wonders about numerology and the magic behind it. So the way I describe, Christy, that number again is 23497. Tarot, 234-97-TAROT. Shoot me a text, my love. Give me a call, and we can schedule your reading. Bearing back to numerology. So the energy of a Monday morning has a totally different vibe than the energy of a Friday afternoon. Who's with me? Show of hands, right? And we'll even say Friday afternoon and Friday evening have a different energy, a different vibration. And so that's what the numerology idea, essence, description is. And that's how I relate to it. No one number, word, name, phrase represents 100% of the whole you, but it does have a certain vibration energy. So looking at today, the 29th, right? We can add the 9 and the 2, we get 11, and then we add that 1 and 1, and we get a 2, right? We could also add January into that, and that would take our number up to 3. So, and then if you really want to get with it, we can do 2020, take that 4, you know how it works, right? But we're going to talk about the number 2, and it's really intriguing because the number 2 can be about underestimation. And here's why, y'all. When you go from the number 1, which is a single way of thinking, we can just look at the dynamic of it, 1. And then you bring a second energy person, being, concept into the fold, and everything changes. Everything changes because now it's about communication, cohabitation, cooperation, right? So when we're looking at the number 2, again, we saw this earlier, it could be really rigid, and not everything in life is going to be smooth, especially during transformation. So number 2 can be and you could be feeling an underestimation and a desire to want to shift, right? But sometimes that one doesn't necessarily fold easily into that number two. This is where you might feel either unheard, misunderstood, or you find yourself being more outspoken, more direct, more clear. It's kind of going both ways, depending on how you relate, right? And interestingly enough, the number 11, which is known as a master number, we're not going to get into that, has the potential to push limitation of the human experience. And to do that, that doesn't necessarily mean, and most often, you have to have or engage with someone else or something else to have that experience, right? And then to push your own boundaries. There's so much shaken down, especially in 2020. But for the sake of where we are here and now, if you're feeling like there's a lot of conflicts going on or uncertainty or things feel a little more rigid or maybe even the apple cart's turned over, it's just about that time, y'all. I would love to tell you it's hunky-dory, and I am speaking to myself as well. It's not like I'm sitting here telling you what's going down for you. This happens and is much of my experience as well. Another reason why I get to and love to share this with you. Now, again, let's get to the good stuff. I do believe we have another caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air with Tina. Who is this?
Oh, hi, Tina. This is Katie.
Hi. Oh, hi, Katie, my love. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Sure. Actually, believe it or not, so I had an interview earlier, a phone interview with the kind of like a biotech company, and it went really well. But a temp agency called me about a, say, doing a, they both are actually dealing with contracts position. And the ad that the temp agency posted only had maybe a portion of the job description. And so we were kind of discussing a price. But then when he really sent me the full thing, it seems like it's a lot of way more than, you know, what he said. So I'm just wondering, I guess I'm going to speak with him again tomorrow. I'm just wondering about that project and would I be able to get it or if I should maybe try to negotiate for a higher price because it's a lot of work from what I see.
Okay. So I hear on unrelated but related is the interview that you had that went well. But what's on topic for right now is should you really kind of negotiate for more money for this temp job, this contract job that's been presented to you?
Yes.
Let me see what they want to say about that. I'm going to share with you what was coming through, but let me look at the cards first.
Okay.
Okay. So what was coming through for you and what I'm seeing in the cards is you definitely have to trust your intuition, my love. It's not like you're feeling or coming through as greedy or ungrateful or any of that. You have a strong sense, and this is what makes you desirable. You have a strong sense of what you're going to have to put in and what it's worth. Do you follow?
Yes.
So don't, and that's the first thing. And they're saying if you kind of go into this project with that uncertainty or, again, not listening to your intuition or your experience, then it's going to compound itself as you go further into it. So just keep that in mind as well. There's definitely a way that you can present what you have to offer and why it's more valuable than what's being presented. Now that I've looked at this, here's what I have to match. Here's what I do in addition. You know how all that good stuff goes. So don't – are you talking to like a recruiter or representative right now?
Yeah, it's a like, you know, a temp agency, you know, so I guess, yeah, the recruit from a temp agency, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that kind of makes it easier on you because they're the middleman. They're like your agent, and they're speaking on your behalf. So you kind of get to, they already know you and have a relationship with you. And again, they're using the word desirable candidate for you. So do a little bit of homework and see, you know, where you can add some pluses and then, you know, expand on that. But don't feel like you shouldn't go back and ask for more to compensate for your experience. And then in addition to, so absolutely, you want to feel good about spending 8+ hours doing this anyways. And so there's more than just what you receive financially. It's got to move you enough that you're not getting drained, especially if there's traffic or travel or anything like that involved.
Yeah, it would be. But no, he just, I just applied for it, you know, like on LinkedIn, and he just happened to call me about it. But his description is way different than, his description was like four little lines. The full job description is like 14 paragraphs.
Oh, my. Oh, yeah. Gal to gal, yeah. Friend to friend, definitely. This is not the way it was presented. But as far as your cards go, and you have a way, and this is coming through for you too, Katie, you have a way of building relationships, rapport, and networking, and family, and all of that also makes you very appealing. And so you have a gift with being able to talk to people and not coming through as disconnected. So
yeah,
I see that conflict being there and kind of sticking if you don't speak on it and rest your mind on it.
Okay.
So,
I'm speaking with him in the morning, and I'll let him know. Do you know if I would be able to get the project, or?
Let me see what they want to say. Let's just put that to the side, any conflict or uncertainty, and see. Let me just see what they want to say as far as you getting the project. It does look like, right now, what they're showing me is if you kind of work out the kinks, it could work to your advantage. But right now, because it's a little uncertain of where it's going and how you're going to present it. And what I'm trying to say is negotiations will follow. And so that'll be a better determination afterwards of what that looks like. Hey, I can do this. I can't do that. It comes back to you. It looks like there's going to be some conversation going back and forth. But so don't hesitate to open up that line of communication, and that'll really be a direction on which way it's going to go.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, because I'm just, you know, I'm wanting something permanent, but that can take a while to get processed. So I'm like, I can, you know, do this in the meantime or do something in the meantime.
And you can, and that's the beauty of temp is you know, you're not necessarily committed for a long amount of time. So don't be afraid. You're committing even on a short time to a lot, and you have a lot of experience and a lot you bring. So don't be afraid to ask.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my love. And take me up on my 20 minutes for $20 promo and reach out to me, and we can expand. Yeah, we can expand on that. So you can send me a text.
What's your website again?
I Hear Tarot, www.ihearTarot.com.
Okay.
And you can shoot me an email.
Okay. How long is your special going on for?
It's going on until the end of the month, which I know is just a couple of days away.
Okay. That's cool. Well, that's cool. Okay. I will definitely check you out. Thank you so much.
All right. And I love you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so, you know, when the cards are like, it's so interesting, right? We love and wait and desire permission to ask for what we're worth. How often, oh my gosh, let me just speak on this. How often do you find yourself, well, no, I can't. I don't need this. I really shouldn't, right? And then you've got a friend, you've got anyone else telling you, you should take care of yourself, treat yourself. Taking care of yourself isn't being selfish. I'm going to say that again. Taking care of yourself isn't being selfish. Right? And so when it comes time to asking for what it is, your experience, your value is worth, especially when it comes to work, or what something is, someone is paying, in quotes, for, we struggle with that almost regularly. And if your experience and everything that you bring to the table is worth more than what you're seeing. You're not being greedy. You're not being unreasonable. You're being fair. You know what the value is. And what's the worst thing they can say is no, thank you. Right? But imagine if you speak up, and even if your pitch is rusty the first time and you get told no five times, you're just improving, right, your communication on why you are that much more valuable. And you are. So don't let yourself talk you out of it. There's plenty of people in this world that can talk you out of the value of who and what you have to offer. Don't be one of them. Taking care of yourself isn't being selfish. And if that includes asking for more per hour, salary, bonus, whatever it is, then ask for it. That being said, transitioning, moving on, right? I do believe we have another caller on standby. My dear, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Hi, my love. Who is this?
Samantha.
Samantha, my love. Where are you calling in from?
New Jersey.
Jersey. Well, thanks for staying up with us, my love. What's on your mind?
I'm feeling a lot of anger towards my job. I don't feel like they're paying me enough. It's not like I can go up and say something. I've already, like, did some paperwork around it. It just takes so long. I'm just feeling some weird feelings around the job and some frustration, and I'm talking to some other people that are working, and I feel like they get more responsibility, and then I'm concerned that they get paid better than me, and probably maybe they are, and I'm feeling like they're not, first of all, they're not acknowledging my experience, and they are not paying me well for what I'm worth, and I'm just really frustrated with the whole thing, and I don't know, you know, I do have a meeting with them in March around one of the jobs that I did 2 years ago, and I was working under a title that was, you know, totally a different title. Let's say, like, I was doing, I was working like a lawyer, but getting paid like a secretary, for example. Okay, totally two different jobs. And so that one, after almost 2.5 years of waiting, is finally coming to the final meeting to see if we can, you know, have them not do this again. But now my title changed and they put me at the bottom. Meanwhile, I have like years of experience in education, and it's just not being acknowledged. And it's just this company that's, it's just very frustrating. And then they put me in this new position, and I have a lot more work to do than I used to, and I'm like, wait a minute, you know, what?
It feels like a lot of things are being stacked against you right now.
Yeah, and then this person that, you know, I used to do my own independent thing, now I'm not anymore, you know, I'm working somewhere, filling in for two places, so it's not, doesn't feel like I'm doing my independent thing anymore. I feel like I'm just basically a beginner.
Well, what thank you for filling me in on some of what you're going through. What do you have in mind as far as what the cards can offer? Are you wanting to transition out of it, to know if it's going to change, to know if it's time to go to a different location? Because I hear you being stuck.
Well, yeah, I feel like I've been feeling this the same way, that it just takes, I guess it just takes so much time to get something, to get your needs met in this company. Like, it took them like almost 2.5 years to finally have this meeting with me. So now I filed another meeting for this title is below my level, and it could also take another 2 years.
Right, exactly. That's where I was going with that. Do you want to see if it is time to transition? Because it sounds like they have a system and a way of doing things, right? And it sounds like they're not valuing you and they're just kind of shuffling you along. So I can look at the cards and see. It feels like, Samantha, my love, it might just be time for a shift because you're not being valued. And there's no value to your life if you're not bringing value.
I'm not so sure if it's about valued or, you know, because it's not really their fault either that things closed down. So they're trying to, you know, keep placing me in different places. So they're not getting rid of me, but they're placing me in different positions, you know. So it's not like about not being valued. That's not true. So, it's more like, and maybe in money terms, I don't feel valued, you know, getting the right pay.
So what question can I ask the cards for you? Because I'm not totally clear, but I want to make sure I am when I ask.
Well, I will not be staying in this unit for very long, maybe like a couple months until the new unit opens and go back there. Do you see me getting the fee that I'm supposed to be getting, like the fee that is more valuing me and my work?
Okay. Yeah, let me see. I'll tell you, Samantha, candidly, I don't see you getting offer. I do see a little something there for you. And when I say a little something, I mean a little something. It's not going to be enough to really move you and really allow you to feel like this is what I'm worth. This is what I'm contributing. It's not going to come through you like almost 50-50. I'm not seeing that for you right now. I'm just
right.
not. It'll open
sure.
things up. Yeah, yeah. You got to trust yourself on that one, my love. And it feels like you're being very fair by asking and waiting to have this meeting and giving it till March. But again, I'm not getting for you that what they do offer is going to be enough. And then at that point, you can decide what you want to do and how you're feeling like you want to transition, or even where you are. This next gig might be good for you, but financially, compensation-wise, I don't see that being enough for you to really feel valued.
No, I don't. Is there something else coming? I mean, am I going to find something that's, like, actually going to satisfy me? And what the hell would that be, you know?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, Samantha, you're asking the right question because it is, and I feel like we saw that a little bit earlier for you, it is about time for transition, and that the universe has a way of doing that, of putting that in front of you and supporting you with it. So, my love, take me up on my 20 minutes for $20 promotion so we can expand on this offline because it looks like a lot more wants to come through. But we have a few more minutes, and I do want to connect with a couple of other callers that are on standby.
Yeah, of course. No, thank you for your time and your service already. It's great.
Oh, good, my love. Yes, I'm at 23497 Tarot. So shoot me a text and we can work something out.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You're welcome, my love.
Thank you for your time.
Take care. Of course, you're welcome. Thank you. So, y'all, this is, again, a perfect example, and this is, again, why I appreciate you being so open and honest and vulnerable when you call in with your questions, because kind of like what we were talking about earlier, what is the difference between making a stand, resisting, letting go, or being stubborn, right? Are we going to dig our heels in and say, nope, I'm going to get what I'm worth, I know I'm going to get what I'm worth, I'm going to stand here until I get it, or is it a fear of letting go? Or maybe we think we're making that stand. It's so hard for us to tell. So let's just, I want to expand on that, but I want you to, it's kind of, it feels like a lot to try to process, and it feels so easy and it's so difficult to decide what the difference is. Let's take a look back at the call I mentioned earlier, the reading I had earlier with a gal. She's in a relationship just under 10 years. She's feeling the conflict. The relationship has been on and off. And she's feeling in her heart of hearts like something isn't fair, something is missing. And should she stay or should she go? That's ultimately the question. Should she stay, should she go? And we've all been there, right? We've all had that come up for us. So what happens next? Is the universe going to come to you with something and present to you, okay, nope, here you go, here's your message, stay in the relationship, you're good. Or is it going to be time for you to go? And what ultimately came up for her, so I'm going to repeat this scenario so you guys know. What ultimately came up for her after having been in this relationship for under 10 years, and she's kind of at the place where she's ultimately deciding, but she hasn't totally made up her mind. And we've all been through there, right? We've all been through that relationship, that friendship, that career, where we can't finally make that ultimate break. What do we do? Someone tell me what to do. And then we still don't do it because we don't ultimately feel it in our heart of hearts, right? What came through for her was this. She was feeling a lack or uncertainty on his behalf. And what the cards came back and said to her is, if you're running along the path of life, if you're running on your journey, if you've decided to run on your journey, pick up on that stroll and run on your journey, and she is, then he or whoever else is supposed to be in it will follow you. They won't say, hold on, wait up, and make you stop. They won't slow you down. They won't tell you to veer off to go to McDonald's. They will hydrate, maybe even bring you a power pack and keep running at your pace with you. And I know that sounds so easy in concept, but if you're running on your journey and someone is running by your side, you can keep running at your pace. You're a good partner. You're a good mate, right? But if they're slowing you down, they're distracting you, maybe that's not who's supposed to be with you on your journey at that time. Maybe that's the answer that needs to come through. And maybe you just set some boundaries. All right, fine. Listen, I'll still be in a relationship with you, but I've got work from this time. I've got school from this time. And just to take a sidebar, this gal also has 5 children. And she just completed school, and she's taking a different direction. And she's looking for this companionship and something adding to her life versus taking, right? So this gal is already Superwoman. Still having these questions, still going through uncertainty. And the cards came back and said, if they're not running by your side, maybe it's just not time for them to be on your path. Or maybe it's not time right now for them to be with you on that path. So just keep that in mind. I know it's not easy, but that's the way it came through. So pretty powerful. I do believe we have another caller on standby. My dear, are you there? Well, my love, while we wait for you to connect back with us, we can expand a little bit more on the number 3 and how powerful that is. We talked about the number 2, but we'll talk about the number 3, right? And I'm going to speak a little bit on the number 11 because all of this is surfacing for us. Y'all, call in number 760-888-5700. Call in with your questions or concerns. Take me up on my 2020 offer, 20 minutes for $20. I'm not going to do the math for you, but it does come out to $1 a minute, right? I want to connect with you. I want to support you, especially if you've tuned into the show. Let's expand on your reading, expand on your questions one-on-one. So what's coming through for us, my loves, is where we think we're headed in a certain direction of life, and universe, God, source, completely redirects us, or maybe even distracts us, Oh, that's what we feel. Or maybe even throws boulders in our way, or even pebbles in our way, which we can still stumble over, right? Maybe it's something small that totally distracts you, takes up all your attention. Maybe it's something huge where you can't even see past it and imagine. You know, there's this joke, how do you make God laugh? Right? For those of you out there, how do you make God laugh? Anyone? Anyone? Yeah, you just tell him your plans, right? We think we know what we're going to do. We think we have a plan, and God, source, universe doesn't, or has a different one for us. So again, letting it go, letting it flow, right? Speaking of letting it go, let's just talk about, again, how to raise your vibration, what comes up for you, trigger points. And it feels like, y'all, I'm not going to lie, I don't know if it's just me, I don't know what's in the water, but a lot of past and history and hot buttons have been surfacing for me. And I find myself almost reacting the exact same way now versus years and years ago. So I'm like, okay, fine, I get it. I'm still holding on to something. But why is it we haven't let it go? Why haven't I let it go? And is there any value in it at this point? So maybe it's just the opportunity to let it go. If you're feeling like a past relationship, past experience, whatever it is to you, that trigger that happens, if it's surfacing for you again, maybe it's the opportunity to let it go, right? Maybe it's time to. And maybe you're not, and that's the thing too. Y'all, again, to be enlightened, to be aware, to be awake, we think we're going to understand everything. No. To be awake is to know you don't know, right? And so maybe it's the opportunity to let something go and find whether or not you had value in it. Maybe these experiences and the stuff that you've been hanging on to, maybe it's like those packing bubbles. Not even those packing bubbles, those packing squares, those really big bladders, right? They take up a whole lot of room. They weigh almost absolutely nothing. And when you pop it, all the value is gone. And maybe some of the stuff that we're hanging on to is like, at least those little bubbles are fun because you can kind of pop them and you get something out of it. But those big bladders, you know what I'm talking about? They're like 6 inches by 3 inches, right? Almost no value to them. They've served their purpose. And maybe that's what these past issues or hot buttons are that keep coming up for you. It's the opportunity to let it go. Talking about the number 3. Oh, y'all, this is where your effort, energy, passion, desire, ooh, all of this surfaces for you. Again, another reason why you can feel almost chaotic, because all of this energy is yours. It's your beingness. All of this is surfacing for you, right? The tough part is that it's not corralled. It's not directed in one location. And so it's like, whoa, whoa, what are you going to do with this? And you're trying to hold it, right? And you're trying to maintain everything else that you have going on. And then take this fire, determination, passion, effort and energy, creativity, idea, and harness it. And then shoot it in one direction and create something from it, right? And so when this is surfacing for us, it can be because we're still mulling over how everything is going to come together, what you want to create from it, right? And it could be, hey, this is what's shaken down. This is your potential, just so you know it's there, but it's not time yet. Universe has a way of doing that. God, like we've talked about a couple times tonight, God has a way of doing that, of saying it's just not your time right now, but it will be. We just want you to get familiar with it. We just want you to see it. We just want you to know, taste, touch, smell, and then we're going to come back to it, right? But this can also be where your desire, your idea turns into an action, turns into something. And it doesn't matter how big or small of a step or action you take on it, it still makes a difference. Just like we talked about earlier, where something that distracts you can be as big as a boulder or as small as a pebble, it still makes a huge impact. On the reverse, if the action you take on this idea or this passion is as small as a pebble or as big as a boulder, it still makes a huge difference, right? 3 is also about creativity, communication, artistic, social. Number three can be charming. Time to turn it on and get what it is you are seeking in a situation. Again, don't feel like you're being selfish or disingenuous. You have a goal, a vision, a desire. You're going to go for it. So you might feel yourself kind of being a rock star and owning it, right? And even if you walk in and you're not sure exactly what you're asking for, just ask, because then you get to work out what it is you don't want, right? Sometimes, not going to lie, I can resonate with the number three. Sometimes it's difficult to find discipline because there's so much go, ooh, sparkly, ooh, what was that I got? What? No, I'm going to do this instead, right? We've all experienced that. So sometimes when that surfaces for you, it's time to find your discipline, find a discipline, right? Also a time when, speaking of being charming, your gifts may not suit you, or you'll find yourself having to add. So if you have a way with words, if you have a way with presentation, whatever your gift is, it might be time to put that to the side and strengthen another gift or way to go about seeking and attaining what you want. Because ultimately that's what it is, right? Number three is also about the mind, body, and spirit. And even though it's three, there's a beautiful balance to it, right? It's also about birth, life, and death. This happens all the time in one lifetime. We are born, we live, and we die all the time. And this is the beauty of life, right? And so I share this with you because I want you to consider that. Who and what and where you are today is not, I stand by this, is not the same person that you will be in a week. You will have gone through so many lifetimes, whether or not you've seen them, noticed them, or still hold them, to get to where you are in a week. That could be saying no 5 times. It could be saying yes 5 times. It could be presenting who and what you are and what you want just once. But you will experience a lifetime within 1 week. Just think about that. I'm not even asking you to journal for a month. I'm not even asking you to journal for 2 weeks. I'm going to challenge you to journal for a week. Just even if you have like a calendar book where you can write down how you rocked it today. That's it, how you rocked it. You said thank you to someone. You didn't respond to someone who was hitting on you. You owned your soul's beauty today. Whatever it is, how you rocked out, put that down on your calendar. Put it in your phone. Tell Suri, right? And look back at that in a week when we talk again. Let's look back at it in a week and see how many lifetimes you went through in 1 week. And I want to talk a little bit about last week, too. One of the biggest messages that came through was owning your own soul's expression. And I like to think of myself as traditional conservative, right? And more as we evolve in this life, there's so many different ways to express ourselves and who we are, right? And it's okay if you wear it on your sleeve, on your tattooed sleeve, right? Or maybe you don't wear sleeves at all. But owning who and what you do that you feel is your true soul's expression, and if that is cosmetic surgery, if it's coloring your hair, if it's painting your toenails, or if it's not, that is who and what you and your soul is in this body. So own it, rock it, don't make apologies for it. So many of us get caught up on in other people's perceptions and views of us. And like we've been seeing in the readings today, if there is value in who and what you are and what you bring, it doesn't matter in what package it is. It is not for us to judge, right? It's just not. So own your beauty, own your expression, own your enhancements. Make no apologies for who and what you are and how you express it, right? We have to keep in mind that as we're going along, when we look at relationships, struggles with career, with romantic relationships, even with friendships, sometimes, and I'm going to leave out with this, some things are not for us to see or know or even understand, but they are for us to experience. I'm going to say this again. some things are not for us to see or know or understand. They are only for us to experience. So please keep that in mind when you're going through wrestling with what's shaken down in your life. Sometimes it's not for us to understand. It is just for us to experience. Completely different language when you look at the experience versus the knowledge. My loves, our time is complete. Please do follow me on Facebook to know when I'm live, when I'm podcasting, when I have opportunities for us to connect. I'm at I Hear Tarot. Shoot me a text, give me a call at 234-97-TAROT. I'll be back again next week. Until then, take care of yourself. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you soon.